seeds can be physically spread as tumbleweeds, as everybody knows. We've seen that. So seeds can spread across the field. They'll go up approximately 1 kilometer before most of their seeds have already fallen. So they will spread quite a distance. But their genetics can also spread in the pollen. And that's what's really caused herbicide resistance to spread so fast. If it was just the seed, it would be a lot easier to contain, but the pollen, the genetics can spread in the pollen, which obviously can fly in the wind. Now, with kochia, they can have as many as 25,000 seeds per plant, so they are quite a good mechanism of creating offspring for future years. Those seeds will lay dormant in the soil for about 1 year, and then they'll typically grow the next year if conditions are right. So the last couple of years with the dry springs we've experienced, dry and warm, have brought on a lot of kochia.
Bergstrom talks about which herbicide groups are still effective against kochia.
Group 2s used to be highly effective for kochia control, and we have lost that group almost completely. Glyphosate in many areas, we're losing confidence in glyphosate, so that's a group 9, in controlling kochia by itself. In some smaller pockets, and actually down in Colorado and some of the northern states, group 4s have even lost effectiveness. Now, we've really relied on group 4s quite heavily to control kochia, and they've been quite reliable. So as an industry, we're really trying to protect group 4s. One other group is group 14s, and to date, there isn't any group 14 resistance, but that isn't out of the possibility as well. So it goes back to using multiple effective modes of action, so you're not relying on one group to do all the heavy lifting.
Have we seen some positive stories in regards to kochia control, examples where producers have been able to get a handle on things?
I would say this year was probably one of the toughest years I've seen. And even where we had very good control of kochia, there were still a few plants that got through. So for something that's soil active, making sure you go over top of that in crop is very important to make sure, like we said before, with the 25,000 seeds a plant, making sure even those few plants don't get through that first herbicide application. But of course, there are the good stories. With kochia only being a one-year dormancy, you can, I would say, keep up with it. It's hard to get ahead of it, but keep up with it.
Bergstrom says there are a number of effective ways to control kochia.
We're really trying to encourage people to use things like multiple effective modes of action, so not just two modes of action where one has an impact on the kochia. Using multiple effective modes of action on the kochia is quite helpful. Another approach could be herbicide layering, using a soil active product and then going over top in crop, again with effective multiple modes of action. And even just physically, you can do things a little bit better with sprayers. So we talk about getting as good a coverage as you can on the kochia. The nature of kochia plants is they're covered in little hairs that can prevent really any herbicide from getting into the plant. So having better water volume. So we're encouraging guys to go as high as 10 gallons in the pre-seed burn-off to help get coverage on those plants and get the herbicide to the actual plant and into the plant rather. And then sprayer speeds of no more than 14 miles an hour can help with coverage. When a sprayer goes too fast, the sprayer booms can move up and down and sway back and forth, and that can lead to sublethal doses of product as well. With that, a lot of producers are running sprayers at around 30 to 40 inch heights, and most sprayers with 20 inch nozzle spacings and 110 degree tips or angle tips should be running at around 26 inch height to get proper coverage of those plants as well. So getting good coverage with water volume, slowing down your speed, making sure your boom height is correct can actually be quite helpful in even delaying resistance if you can control a higher percentage of the plants in the field.
Boyd Bergstrom is the Western Canadian Sales Manager for Nufarm.